Yerushalmi Demai correspond to Zochim Bavli Daf Kuftes Vov. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Aleph Amid Beis of the Mishnah. Halekech min anachtem maaseh min achama alad feinenes min feinenes al achama afilu medifusim harbe divrei Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah says Rabbi Meir says if a person buys from a baker, he may tithe from the hot for the cold and vice versa, even from many shapes. Rabbi Yehuda oiseh shani oim echitim shor emesh hayu mishal ache v'shal ayoim hayu mishal ache. Rabbi Yehuda says it's prohibited, meaning hot for cold, etc., as I could say that yesterday's wheat belonged to one person, and today's wheat is from a different person. Rabbi Shimon oiseh b'trumas maaseh u'mate b'chale. Rabbi Shimon prohibits separating from one shape to another for trumas maaseh and permits it for chale. And the Gemara says that heichan talmudei shel Rabbi Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi ad shloshim yoim. The Gemara asks, until when does Rabbi Meir permit tithing from one for the other with no concern that he bought flour from two different people? The students of Rabbi Chiya said in the name of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, everything that he bought from the baker in the same 30 days may be used to tithe one for another. Heich avida lakach v'menu b'tchilas shloshim v'emsa shloshim v'say shloshim rishon al gabe sheni, should say, min echad hu rishon al gabe shlishi shnei minim hein. How is this? If he bought from him at the beginning of the 30 days and again in the middle and again at the end of the 30 days to separate from the first part for the second part or from the second part for the third or vice versa, we view them as one group, but to separate from the first for the third, we view them as two groups. Rabbi Shimon oiseh b'trumas maaseh u'mate b'chale. Rabbi Yehuda oiseh b'chale b'lei etzlo hi nitbeles. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Shimon prohibits separating from one shape to another for trumas maaseh and permits it for chale. And this shows that Rabbi Yehuda prohibits it for chale. Would Rabbi Yehuda prohibit it for chale? Surely it becomes obligated when it's with him, as he's the one who's needing it. Ela b'shoel sa'or tamei la'asois isase. Rather, the case is when the baker borrowed tamei yeast, which is saldo, to make his dough, and might have borrowed it from two different people. Afilu kein la yetzlayhi nidbeles. The Gemara rejects that. No, even if he did borrow tamei yeast from two different people, it's the kneading that now obligates this new dough in chala. Ela b'shoel kikar tamei lemalois tanuroi. Rather, he borrowed a tamei loaf to fill his oven, because bread bakes better when the oven's full, and we're concerned that he borrowed it from an ama oitz. The Gemara says, no, if that's your concern, why did Rabbi Yehuda only prohibit separating from today's for yesterday's and vice versa? Even today's itself should be a problem, because he may have borrowed to fill his oven. Ella, Delekub Yochanan, Dub Yochan Oma, Kamba Iset Batahara, Kamba Iset Batuma, that's the Gisa. Rather, we take out the word Deloitte at the beginning, but rather it's like Rabbi Yochan in the Sugya earlier in the second Perek, where the Gemara raised a seeming contradiction between the Mishnah there and our Mishnah. In that Mishnah, the Chacham obligated the baker to tithe, and here they obligated the buyer. Rabbi Yochan answered that in the Mishnah there, the baker produced it in a state of Tahara, but here it's in a state of Tumah. Yesterday he made his dough in Tumah without separating Chala, so today, when he separates in Tahara, he separated from that which is exempt for that which is obligated. Now some take out the next few words, which is the Amr Yudan Avoy de Rabbi Matanya Ba Isa Batuma Kaiminan Ve Slinit Beles Oif Yehuda Moide Ba Batani Kain. Yudan, father of Matanya, said that both yesterday and today it was in Tumah and it became Tevelt in his possession, but he couldn't separate, and in fact, in such a case, even Rabbi Yehuda allows separating from one for the other, as the Baisa teaches, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Oisim, Batumas Masa Umaturin Machala, that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon prohibit Tumas Masa and permit Chala. The question is, they both prohibit trumas maaseh and permit chala, what's the difference between them? The answer is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he may not separate from today's produce for yesterday's or vice versa. And they don't disagree over chala, only over trumas maaseh. Rabbi Yehuda says that he may tithe from the same day's produce, even from one oven, means one shape, to another. According to Rabbi Shimon, he may not separate even from one oven to another, lest the seller had bought wheat from two different people.